bottom of the sixth and final inning. All the pitcher needs to do is close the game. That's one. And that's two. Yesterday afternoon, the Petaluma National All-Stars won their first game of the Little League World Series to the rousing delight of friends and supporters. Most of the crowd watching the games at Petaluma's downtown Boulevard Cinemas knew some of the players personally, or, in the case of Chris Renstrom, one of the Little League dads.
Oh, we know them all. Oh, enjoyed the game. The whole community came out. It was awesome. They all got together. Kids are great. They're going to go all the way.
No problem. Before the All-Stars won the Western Division last Saturday, Petaluma's claim to baseball fame was Johnny Gomes, Casa Grande graduate and former Petaluma Little Leaguer. He's now a professional player for the Oakland A's.
Today's really the first game I've been able to watch. I've had the whole team pretty much watching the game today.
Even though he's now in the majors, his hometown pride runs strong.
I wear area code 707 on my glove and my cleats. And, you know, when I was in the area, I was always wondering what it was like in the big league. And at the time, there was no one to really talk to or look to. So I always told myself if I was able to land my goals and my career path, I would do what I could to get back to the area.
Unlike the Major League World Series, where U.S. teams play other U.S. teams, these local kids are in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the birthplace of Little League, as one of the top 8 teams in the nation and one of the top 16 in the world, playing against kids from Japan, Uganda, and the Caribbean nation of Curacao.
It's history in the making, you know? I mean, this is actually a true World Series.
Petaluma's never sent a Little League team to the World Series before. But some of the younger Little League players are already dreaming about what it would be like to play next year. Mason plays shortstop. His favorite moment from today's game?
A 3-1 home run. It's pretty exciting. And all the great hits and all the great plays.
Bradley Smith's 3-run homer was a game highlight. But the team also stumbled a few times, throwing clumsy passes or not paying attention when the ball came toward them in the outfield. It's a fast-moving, high-pressure game, so if Mason should ever find himself in the World Series, he's taken away a few lessons.
Keep your smile on the face, and if you do something bad, just keep going.
And during the celebrations yesterday afternoon, it was smiles all around, especially among some of the team's classmates from Petaluma Junior High School.
My name's Grace.
Emma.
Gina. And we're so excited for the Petaluma Nationals, and we can't wait to watch all their next games. We loved when Danny Marzo hit a great run, and yeah, it was really exciting.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.